Morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. It's a blessing to sit and look over and see folks in the pews. It's good to be together again. But as we sung that song, I don't know if you felt it or not, but what a peace and a calm. There's something about that name, aren't there? There's something about that name. I'm glad I got acquainted with him a long time ago. And you know, I've let him down a lot, but he's never let me down. I've never called upon him to where he didn't answer and wasn't there. And boy, I can't say that about many folks, but I can my Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Good to be with you today. And are you glad to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
I used to say that and didn't get near that loud amen. It's just good to be back in the house of the Lord, isn't it? To be together with believers, brothers and sisters in Christ. And thank you for everyone. We're trying to do the social distance and everything, and I appreciate your patience. We'll get back to normal one of these days, but we appreciate you and everything that you've done. Franklin Graham has asked at churches as they gather this morning to pray for our nation and then pray for the unrest and all the things that's going on. And as we pray this morning, I want us to remember and pray especially for our nation and pray for our leaders and governors and mayors and the folks around the United States of America, and help them, Lord, give them wisdom. And we need His touch. We need revival more than ever this morning in our nation. And so I pray that we'll have unity and love in what America has stood for and for so long. And as we pray, do we have any special spoken requests this morning before we pray? Yes, remember Tammy. She is back in the hospital, but I think she's doing some better. And so remember them. I have a couple special unspokens also. How many's gotten an unspoken request this morning? Amen.
Remember Elizabeth? I have a brother, her mom
couldn't be in,
and they raised my brother. He's got that
lymphoma,
and they gave him just a couple weeks to live. He's
24. Amen. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for your many wonderful blessings of life. Father, we are thankful to be a United States citizen. We thank you for our nation. And Lord, we thank you for the many, many blessings that you've bestowed upon us and the freedoms we enjoy. And Lord, that everyone that's made that possible, we thank you and appreciate for each one of them. And Lord, we ask you for rest in our nation. We pray, God, for peace. We ask you, Lord, for wisdom of Solomon to our leaders to make the right decisions. And Father, that we would be united. And Lord, that we know that united we stand and divided we fall. And Lord, help us to be united, the United States of America. And Father, we ask you as Christians this morning, we'll be united. Our hearts will be united in prayer and our thoughts toward you this morning. And Lord, that as we join together, we pray for every request that has been mentioned. Pray you'd look down upon them according to your perfect will. And Father, we pray and ask you, Lord, to touch in this service. And Lord, as we honor the graduates, Father, we pray that you would bless each one. And and bless during this service. And Lord, you take these young folks and equip them as they've been equipping themselves with education, Lord, that you'd equip them with wisdom and knowledge of everyday living and how to go about. Help them, Lord, to have a vision early. Lord, that they would settle on serving you foremost. And Father, we love you today and we praise you. We ask you for your blessings to be upon this service. You anoint the singing, anoint the old preacher boy. Everything be done to bring glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I started to say you may be seated. Old habits hard to get rid of, aren't they? It is good to be together. And I won't do nothing, but I do want to mention today, I usually have Gary to sing happy birthday, but we didn't. Today is the church's birthday. Not Marbleton, but the church. Today's Pentecost Sunday. That's the birth of the church. When the Holy Spirit moved in, wow. Praise the Lord. I say happy birthday to the church. Amen. It's still going. It's going strong. And it will be till he comes back and gets us. Amen. And but I have a different message in mind this morning. And just before the message, I'm going to ask, I believe Brother Dennis is going to sing. And I'm going to ask him to come. And looks like he's got him some help. So
I guess y'all can hear me. There we go. Now, yesterday, Brother Gary asked me to sing last week, and I had a song I'd been humming the whole time. I told him I was actually ready to do that. But we was at my mom's last night, and we just played and singing, and been a long time since we've done that. But this song, it changes everything up.
Sarah, but she kind of chickened out a little bit on me.
But, you know, it's through all this, I've missed church. I missed you all. I love you, every one of you. It's hard when you go to work through a week and you're not in church. I don't know. It's something you miss. I probably shouldn't say it's being taped, but I got a few hugs this morning. Man, it was great. I tell my customers when I'm out, you know, we talk about church and stuff, and I said, man, I go to church where you leave a slobber on one side of you and makeup on the other. And, you know, I miss that. There's people that's not here this morning I miss. One of them's, I call her Mamaw Joanne. What an asset she is, and you know, even Sister Kathy used to sit up here, different people, but sitting around singing last night, it was good. You know, we just, I miss that. I miss that with my mom. You know, I grew up on Saturday night. My mom played wherever we went, so she was in there playing, and sometimes we'd sing, or just sit there and listen to her, just play. You know, I'm on my own now, and I miss that. But that was something, you know, God gave me last night. But you all, y'all pray for us. You want over here?
No.
Okay.
Good, you just stay right there.
Down here, my burden's heavy. And the road is rough and long. Sometimes my feet get weary and so sore. But a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll step on heaven's shore.
And I won't have to worry anymore. I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore. Someday when life is over and I said my last goodbyes, I'm going to see my Savior at the door. And I'll hear him say, "You're welcome. All your cares are left behind. And I won't have to worry anymore. I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore. Won't have to worry anymore."
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we may have some troubles and trials here, but Gary, I'm getting a lot of feedback. I'm getting pretty...
Is it constructive?
No, I don't think so. Amen. Thank you. That's better. Praise the Lord. You know, we got a lot of troubles and trials here, but they's coming a day that I won't have to worry anymore.
Amen.
I won't have to worry about the things. I won't have to worry about how I feel. I'll feel good every day, Brother A. I won't have to worry about what I'm going to eat that day. I won't have to worry about work I got to do that day. I won't have to worry about what's going to happen. I won't have to worry if I'm going to die that day. I won't have to worry about the hospital that day. I won't have to worry anymore. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know about you, that gets old preacher boy excited this morning. I'm thankful for that my cares and my problems and all has passed away. When I said, "Jesus, will you forgive me and come into my heart?" He said, "Not only that, but I'm going to give you comfort, peace, and help, and I'll be with you everywhere you ever go."
Amen.
I just asked for forgiveness. I didn't know I was getting all this other stuff.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You talking about a good... Amen. Praise the Lord. I did mention, but we will start our services on Wednesday night, back this coming Wednesday. So at 7 o'clock, we will be back in here Wednesday evening. So are you excited about that too? We love our Wednesday evening services, so we ask you to come. But want to take them, I'll try to be brief if... Probably not possible. But I want to talk to our graduates a little bit this morning. We're going to recognize them at the end of the service and got a little gift for them. You know, it's been a long time since I graduated. They had square wheels back then, I think. And I, as I was putting this together and I was thinking about memories and things, I thought you've got a lot of memories up to this point. And you think, wow, that you've been around a long time, but You're just getting started. It's just started. And some of your memories now is happy and some sad, and you've had some victories and you've had a few bad things. But do you remember, and as I sat down and I thought about this, you remember your first day of school? Most will. Remember first day you went to school. Remember things through going to school. Remember your eighth grade graduation. How many remembers the first time I ever drove to high school? Remember that first trip? I don't think I even had a license when I, the first time I ever drove. I shouldn't have. I'm like Dennis. I shouldn't have said that over the camera. But remembering these things, and the thing about it, you're going to make a lot more memories. You're getting ready to make a lot that'll last you, and you'll remember them when you get older and you think back. And right now you think you're old. One of these days you're going to look back and you'll say, "Boy, I was young then, wasn't I?" And but I want to, with the thought this morning, is remember him. We're going to remember a lot of things, and you'll remember a lot of things of your school years and your friends. And I'm telling you, it will not be long that you'll have a 10-year reunion. You'll say, that, no way, that quick you'll be having your 10-year reunion. That quick, your 20-year reunion will come around. And it's amazing how quick that these things come. And you're going to, and you need to remember a lot of things. But I want to share with you this morning, not only the graduates, but the ones still going, and us that's older. Remember him most of all. Remember him. I want to, if you have your Bible, if you would, you want to stand with me, Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. I've worked around some folks, it's up in the years, that's miserable. I've seen folks, and I've been visiting people, and they didn't have nothing good to say about life. The secret to never be that person is to get 12:1 nailed down. And we'll share some more, but let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for this wonderful congregation. Thank you for our graduates today. Lord, I thank you for the milestone they've already crossed. And Lord, just pray for their future, and that you give them wisdom and help them in their work and more schooling, whichever way they go. And Lord, we ask you for your guidance, your help, and your touch. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to remember, and of course the services, remember him the first thing, as thy Creator. As thy Creator. Now, some of you been to college. Some of you probably getting ready to go to college. Or be in college one day. I don't care. Now, I'm not real smart. Most of my school, and I got my degree from the School of Hard Knocks. I don't care what no professor tells you, or no agnostic tells you, or nobody that says there's not a God. Remember the Creator. Amen. There is a Creator. Amen. Genesis 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. There is a God in heaven. First of all, don't never let nobody, if anybody tries to tell you that and tries to sway you the other way, run from them. Do not have nothing to, don't get mad at them or anything like that. But do not let them sway you, because there is a God in heaven and he's a creator of all things. The Bible is plain about that. In Genesis 1:2, then it says, And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was up on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I see in creation the Trinity of God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That is true, and the three are one, and God created everything that we have, everything that you enjoy, the universe, those beautiful stars, the sun, the moon, these beautiful mountains, the oceans, the whales that's in the oceans, all the pretty birds, everything. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let the waters be divided and let dry land appear, and it happened. God said, and everything he said, and then he said, and it was good. Glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that today? There's a God in heaven, and he's the creator of all things. Don't never forget that. Amen. See, he sent his son to die for our sins. And then after we've forgiven sins, he sent the Holy Spirit to convict us of our sins and then to comfort and guide us in our lives. And I'm not going to tarry here much. I'm going to go on. But this complex universe is way too complicated to just happen. I mean, I don't have enough faith for that, Brother Ray. I don't have enough faith to believe that. I do believe in the Big Bang Theory. God spoke, bang, it happened. Amen. Amen. That's the way I believe. All right. Remember him as thy creator. Remember him in thy youth. There was a man rushing one day to catch a ferry, and he was out of air, and he come up. The guy just closed the door, and the ferry was crossing the lake, and he had to wait. They shut, and another person was standing there and said, you didn't run hard enough. He said, oh, yeah, I run plenty hard enough. I just didn't start early enough. And you know, I've thought about that. It's our starting that's going to have a big effect on the ending. Bible said, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Remember him first. Get it settled. What is it? I believe it's a Catholic said, you give me a child till he's 7 years old and I'll give you a Catholic for life. Amen. What we get settled when we're young and get into our minds when we're young will carry us through. See, he's our loving, affectionate Father. In Psalm 40 or 90, verse 14, the Bible says, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. That word, early. And this is a Psalm of Moses, and he probably wrote this when they had was coming into Kadesh, yes, there you go. And as they was coming in, they sent the spies out, and 10 of them brought an evil report back, and the children of Israel went against God, and God said, you'll spend your next 40 years in the wilderness and die in the wilderness. None of you from 20 years up will see the promised land. And so it's believed at this time Moses wrote Psalm 90. And here in this psalm, and he says one of the first things, in verse 12, I think I quoted this last week, he said, teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days. So keep account, know where you are in life, and number your days. Accidents happen, but we got to number our days to know that we're not going to live forever. It's appointed unto man once to die, so we will not live forever. And he said, satisfy us early, or fill us with your mercy and your grace. Give us what it is that we need in life. And Lord, I ask you for it day one. I ask you for it early in life. This word can be translated into morning. early or morning, the morning of our lives, the morning, this was the morning of them starting in to the judgment. It's as early, and if you're a graduate today, you are early in your adulthood life as you're stepping out into life. Remember him early. Start day one. Put him first in everything that you do. And I said that we've got our hair's turning a different color. It's good for us to do that too. Satisfy us. I want to ask you, what graces and mercy did God have upon the children of Israel in the morning, in this time? It's not a trick question. Huh? Manna. Of a morning, they walked out and the manna was laying on the ground. This was mercy and grace of God that he supplied their needs every day with manna. Now, I'm sure they had manna. They probably had manna patties and manna soup, manna cotta. They had manna any way you could eat it. But they had mercy. God granted it to them every day. See, it was the bread of heaven that fed them. God gave it to them in the wilderness. What did Jesus say in John 6? He was, I'm the bread of life that cometh from heaven. Glory, hallelujah. You're talking about getting in early. You're talking about getting the blessings from God. At Jesus, that when we accept him into our lives as our Lord and Savior, then the bread of life has moved in and we'll never die. We'll never get hungry again. We'll never thirst again. He'll meet every need and supply and everything that we have and need. Praise his name this morning. I want to spend just a couple minutes to hit three things quick and then I'll go on. But remember him and remember to thank him. I thought of yesterday evening, the Lord just moved over me, and I was out grilling some hamburgers and ribs. I said, praise the Lord. But the Lord just moved over me, and I just started thanking the Lord for what he's blessed me with. I just couldn't help it. It just overcome me. And I just said, Lord, thank you. You've far succeeded anything I ever expected. And I just praise you and thank you for your mercies and your grace. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, Christ Jesus, concerning you. Be thankful. Be thankful that you got good parents. Be thankful that you got a good education. Be thankful that you're healthy. Be thankful for all of these things. I want to read you. I found this yesterday. And there was, this is Matthew Henry. I don't know, some of y'all may have never heard of him. He is a famous Bible scholar, wrote probably the best commentary. I look at all the others, and then if I really still, I go to him. And Rhonda said, well, you'll just go to him first. Well, if you don't have the concise version, it's a lot of reading. But anyway, and this is what Matthew Henry wrote down. He had got robbed. And he said, first of all, let me first be thankful because I was never robbed before. And he said, second, let me be thankful because all they took was my purse and not my life. And he said, third, let me be thankful because they took all and it was not much. And the fourth one really got me. He said, let me be thankful because I was robbed. And not I was robbing. Wow. When I read that, that really, really touched me. And what's some things to be thankful for in our lives? And young folks don't, I know we get all wound up about stuff, and it'll pass. It'll pass pretty soon. And be thankful for your youth. Be thankful that you don't hurt when you wake up every morning. Amen. And that you haven't gone to the, hereafter. When you walk into a room, you say, "What did I come in here after?" Amen. Be thankful. Also, not just thank Him, but treasure Him. Treasure the Lord early. Treasure and stay in with Him. That He said in Psalm 34:8, "Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusteth Him." And not taste and see and enjoy the pleasures of the Lord. And then trust Him. In Philippians 1:21, the Bible says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And I want to ask you this morning, I want you to fill in, and you don't have to do it loud where anybody can hear it. But I want you to fill this in. For me to live is blank. Fill the blank in. For me to live is, if there's anything in that blank other than Christ, we've got our priorities in the wrong place. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Every breath I take is to bring glory and honor to Him. And to die is gain. Amen. All right. Remember Him as a creator. Remember Him in thy youth. And remember Him in the dark days. In this verse, if you go to 11, go right back to chapter 11 and verse 8, the Bible says, "But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity." Now remember, this is Solomon, the wisest man that lived, and he wrote down, and he had went back and looked at life as a whole, and then he came out and came through, if you read up to this point, but he's getting to the end of it, and he's really getting down to the nitty-gritty and telling you that everything's vanity except the Lord. And he's saying here now, talking about the dark days. And when you're young, most of the time, you got good days. You've got joyful days. You got things to look forward to. You probably not as much this summer, unless you do like we used to and go to the creeks. There won't be probably as much swimming going on as they usually are. But you think of the things in life, and you think of the enjoyments and all of the pleasures and all of your friends. But put your seatbelt on. I'm going to share something with you. You say, "Preacher, you're supposed to encourage us." There's some dark days coming. One of these days you'll be floating right along the ocean of life, and everything will be floating and going just well, and wham! Out of nowhere, it'll hit. And there'll be dark days, and there'll be hard times. And let me tell you, I want you to pay attention to me right now. If you've got your trust in the Lord, those hard times will be a whole lot easier to get through than trying to go on your own. I remember Rhonda and I, several years ago, everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, wham, every wheel on it flew off. We went through a several year period that it was one thing right after another. We couldn't believe it. She had two miscarriages. Her parents' house burned. Before we got the house remodeled, her dad had a stroke, and her mom kept him for 7 years. I mean, it was a years of stretch, one thing after another. But you know what? Through it all, I felt the mercy hand of God, His touch. We never backed off. We never quit serving Him. We never let up. We never quit thanking Him. We praised Him right on through the whole thing. and He's helped us through it. And those things we learned in those dark times, He's been able to use it, and we can encourage other folks with it. And we know when they come that it's going to be all right. He'll get us through this and too. Amen. The dark days, you'll lose your parents, you'll lose your loved ones. You'll have disappointments. There'll be big time disappointments. There'll be job disappointments. There'll be financial disappointments. There is so many things in your life, relations. But I want to encourage you this morning, having the right relationship with the Lord and having Jesus as the Lord of your soul is the number one thing. If you get that nailed down early in life, now I'm not going to tell you you're not going to have troubles, because you are. Even Solomon said here, there's going to be many dark days. There's going to be days when there'll be days you don't feel saved, you don't feel loved, but He's still there. He's still there protecting you with His hand upon you. All right, the fourth and final. Remember Him as a creator, remember Him in your youth, remember Him in the dark days. And this is an important one. Remember Him as your judge. In 11 and 9 here in Ecclesiastes, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. He said to remember and rejoice in your childhood. This, the word that the youth here is two different words. The first one means your childhood. And then the second one is said to cheer in your youth. And that is like most of you all now are full grown children. I don't want to say, but you're youth and you're full grown in, is starting into adulthood. And he said, be cheerful, enjoy the blessings, don't get bogged down. Don't miss God's blessings. And I want to give you just a little bit of counsel. This has worked well for me. Work hard. The Bible says work as you're working unto the Lord. Wherever you go, be the best employee there. Get there before everybody else and be working when everybody else has quit. If there's somebody on the crew that they say, I need the best that I can trust and depend upon, you be that person. I'm telling you, it'll pay off. Be the hardest worker. You might say, preacher, I don't like that counsel. It's coming from wisdom. It'll work. Be the hardest worker there and the most trustworthy. And have them to believe every word you say. And you will go far in life. Plan for the future. Make plans. Don't just haul off. I'm going to give you wisdom right here from the School of Hard Knocks. Don't impulse buy a vehicle. That smell is expensive. Don't impulse buy. Don't buy the first thing you run across and get yourself head over heels in debt. Don't do it. Amen? You might say, preacher, this ain't much of a message. Lord, this common sense thing. Because, you know, some of us older, if you listen to us, you won't have to go through some of the things we did. Early in life, if Rhonda and I had missed 2 days of work, we'd have been in trouble. We were so in debt. Maybe not that bad, but be careful and don't overload yourself. And save. At Friday, if you've got a dollar left, you don't have to spend it. And pay your tithes. I know the preacher's going to say, yeah. The first 20% of your money ought to be 10% of your tithes and 10% in savings. If you'll start that early, you'll be in good shape when you get older. God will take care of you, and you'll have a little back. Because when those dark days come, usually there's a big hefty bill comes with it. Amen? And if you don't have money, a little bit put back, it makes it a whole lot harder. And support the work of the Lord. I encourage you to get you a church home and get involved in the work of the Lord. There is so much, and I've seen it happen, that we raise our kids up, they graduate high school, and they're out of church. It happens. Don't be that one. Get busy into the work of the Lord. Live like you're going to live forever, but in a way that you're ready to die if today's the last day. Amen? You got a plan for the future, but boy, keep your heart right. And don't be waiting for a better day to of the things of the Lord. And then he says to walk. Walk in the ways of thy heart. Enjoy life. He said, enjoy what God's blessed you with. Walk in what he's given you. And if you're a good ball player, play ball. If you enjoy working, work. If you whatever. And he said, enjoy the blessings of the Lord. And don't bog down so much for the future that you don't enjoy the present. Amen. Now, Rhonda and I don't have a whole lot. But we've enjoyed what time that we've lived. We've not been wasteful. And I don't regret anything we've ever done as far as vacations and things the Lord has blessed us with. This is what Solomon's saying. Enjoy what God's give you. Trust Him. Because when He gets here, though, at the end of the verse, but know whatever it is you do and whatever it is He's trusted you with, you're going to be judged. It's how that you handle what He's given you. And He will bring everything into judgment, no matter if it's good or bad. Hebrews 9:27, I quoted part of it earlier. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. One day, you and I will stand before God, and you will stand and give an account. But the number one thing you'll be judged on is what you did with Jesus Christ. Have you asked Jesus into your heart to be the Savior of your soul? Ask Him to forgive you of your sins and to make you a new creature. Other than that, that's a most important decision you'll ever make. And today, if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, I encourage you, do not leave this service without asking Him to come into your heart and make you a new person. D.L. Moody, one time after a service, was asked. A friend asked him and said, how many converts did you have tonight? And Moody replied, 2.5. And the person responded, I suppose you mean 2 grown-ups and a child. And Moody said, no, 2 children and a grown-up. He said, how do you explain that? He said, they still have their whole life, and the grown-ups only got half of his. And it's important. Young folks sell out early. It was 27, Ron and I was 27 years old when we nailed it down. Oh, the wasted years. Because I can't remember now like I did then. And everything that I'd studied then, I would still have it today. Amen. Nail it down early and serve Him early. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Because we're going to give an account when we stand before God. And I'll give an account. Everything I've done, whether it be good or bad. Let's pray. Father, we come to you again, and Lord, we're so thankful that we can call upon you. Lord, I'm so thankful for your many wonderful blessings of life. Lord, I'm thankful for everyone that's here today. Wow, what a blessing it is to be back in services. And Lord, you know everybody here. You know our hearts. And Father, I ask you today that you would challenge us. Lord, that you would convict. And if there be one today that don't know you, this would be the day, Lord, that you'd deal with and they'd accept you as a Savior. Lord, maybe some it's got a little cold and indifferent. May this be the day they nail it down. Lord, be with us and guide us and help us in all things. Lord, glorify yourself in this time of invitation. Accomplish your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.